Blog Talk Radio.
Dove Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dove Knight, now here is Dove Knight.
Hi, this is Dove Knight. You know, I'm tired of this topic. My concern is the government or the police or the mental health haven't done enough. I own my home since 2004. Check it on record. Got nothing to hide, but I'm a private person. I think possibly, you know, I'm dealing with some crazy people outside. I think they got mental health issues in the car, saying they can listen and look in. This is what the law says. Under California peeping Tom laws, it's illegal to peep in a door or window on private property while because they're the owner. It's also illegal to have video camera. You know, video camera, you know. Done with a video camera. So, this is, again, an allegation that I'm tired of talking about. Hopefully I can stop, but I may talk about it again because I'm living near people who don't understand that. I have some people who have been coming over here for all these years who I don't know who are still talking about my place. And, you know, these people got mental problems. They're out there on the street, these homeless people, whatever. They could get their own home. They could have done a lot of things the last 20 years, 19 years. You know, I don't know why they haven't got put in the hospital or so on. I'm saying what they say to me outside, these homeless people or people who I don't know. You don't do that in to people. I own a home since 2004. It's a long time, you know? Should have moved on. If you can't get your own home, then something seriously is wrong with the picture. These people have severe mental problems. As I said, some of the homeless people suffer from severe schizophrenia, and some of them, it's true, some of them suffer from severe schizophrenia, and some of them live on the street. And in my building, you know, it's not legal, you know. Again, if the only way that could be legal to peep in someone's home or to videotape if you got permission. I gave no permission. You know, all part to be confidential, you know, you have to have the consent to record or something. And I'm not like that. I think some of this has to do with the being on Twitter, YouTube, having a little bit of exposure as a celebrity. And that's not an excuse. No excuse for anything to look inside a bedroom, bathroom, because that's a private area. Private area, you know, it's off limits. True. For people to look, listen, and look in. But these people who are outside, who's been outside a long time, go get locked up in a hospital because they really need to move on. I even have this woman who's obsessed with me. As I said before, I don't know why would she be obsessed with me. I have no attraction. Besides, I'm gay. But that's not the point. Why would she be obsessed with a gay person? I mean, if they don't have nowhere to live, there's lots of places to live. Bedroom, personal, laundry room, mechanical room, laundry room, including, you know. It doesn't make sense why I have to deal with this. But as I said before, I'm tired of talking about the issue. You know, it has to be dealt with by the police department and the mental health community. These are the rules. The California peepee Tom laws. Eavesdropping, listening to private communications. You know, that means you're listening to someone's conversation inside their home, private bedroom, bathroom, living room. That's also a private area. I bought this because this is the law. anyone who breaks this law could be in big trouble if they don't get caught. You can do that, as they said, as a public and private area. Public area is outside. It's outside. It's like in a sidewalk, park, you know, somebody walking out in the street. That's a public. You can film as much as you want. Do whatever. Private area is inside the house, inside the condo, inside the apartment. That's what it is inside. People who just rent an apartment could have rights to have the expectation of privacy. And I'm living with around people who don't understand this. So, I know some people are probably tired of me talking about this issue. But when I'm dealing with these people are psychos. They keep doing it for years. I don't know what they're up to. Over this little property. Oh, because I'm not that big of a celebrity. I'm not really a celebrity at all, to tell you the truth. It doesn't make sense that the police and the mental health have not locked these people up in the mental hospitals and prisons where they belong. Because these people simply do not understand how to live in this country or live around strangers or understand boundaries with buildings. I mean, they don't have what they don't have. They don't give them an excuse to commit a crime or felony. I leave it to the police to make that decision because they have to find out if this is true. I'm going to talk about it because it's something that has to deal with. I don't want, you know, yes, people will tell me I have to move. It's hard to move now because I'm not a rich person. That's my aspirations to get out of here. I don't want to live around somebody who say things that are delusional or say things that ain't true, or somebody who may have committed a crime, may have, and I don't want to deal with that or be a victim of it because that's insane. I mean, I've been living here a long time. They don't have what they don't have. All they have to do is find a place or do anything. There's lots of alternatives. That's up to the police and the mental health community to decide. There's no excuse for it. It's because of my skin color, because I'm my aspirations, or because I'm on podcasts, or because they don't like me. That's not an excuse. And that, you know, jealousy is not an excuse. They have nothing to be jealous about. I leave it to God and on my side, but the police has to deal with it. The mental health community has to deal with it. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.